Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting 5th. The left fielder, George Grantham. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jesse Petty. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jesse Petty. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Adams scores. Wehner moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. The ball gets by Hemsley. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Petty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petty hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson is walked intentionally. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grantham hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Petty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petty is 0-for-1 in the game. Petty takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry French now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Stevenson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on French. Stevenson moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Blake moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Trainer moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Hornsby moves to second. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. English reaches second base with a double. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grantham. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Hornsby goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grantham. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 11-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Grimm strikes out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Larry French. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hemsley moves to second. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hemsley moves to third. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.